In the previous lesson, you learned how to ask someone to do something.
Such as, まっすぐ行ってください。Please go straight.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about what you're doing right now.
Such as, 仕事をしています。I'm working.
This conversation takes place in
秋葉原。
Electric Town, 秋葉原。Ashley bumps into Ichiro Toyota, who she met on the airplane.
フォトジャーナリストのトヨタ一郎さんですね。
Right. Ichiro is a photojournalist. So the conversation is between
Ashley さんと一郎さん。
Ashley and Ichiro. Ashley is using
formal Japanese, as usual.
How about Ichiro?
Mixed. He's using both formal and informal Japanese.
We recommend you reference the verb conjugation series for more information on the te form of verbs.
ここよく来る？
は？ああ、アシュリーさん、何してるの？
買い物と観光をしています。トヨタ一郎さんは？
はは、一郎と呼んでください。僕は仕事をしています。秋葉の写真を撮っています。
ああ、仕事ですか。
で、日本はどうですか？
とても楽しいです。でも、とても暑いですね。
そうですね。蒸し暑いですね。ちょっとすみません。はい、もしもし。うん、今秋葉原にいる。写真を撮ってる。え？お客さん？待っている？ちょっと待って。今すぐに帰る。アシュリーさんごめんなさい。ゆっくり話したいけど、アシュリーさん、明日の夜時間ある？
あ、明日から日光に行きます。でも、週末は暇です。
じゃあ、メールして。じゃあ。
One time slowly.
ここ、よく、来る？
は？ああ、アシュリーさん。何してるの？
買い物と観光をしています。トヨタ一郎さんは？
一郎と呼んでください。僕は仕事をしています。秋葉の写真を撮っています。
ああ。仕事ですか？
で、日本はどうですか？
とても楽しいです。でも、とても暑いですね。
そうですね。蒸し暑いですね。ちょっとすみません。はい、もしもし。うん、今、秋葉原にいる。写真を撮ってる。お客さん、待っている。ちょっと待って。今、すぐに帰る。アシュリーさん、ごめんなさい。ゆっくり話したいけど、アシュリーさん、明日の夜、時間ある？
あ、明日から日光に行きます。でも、週末は暇です。
じゃ、メールして。じゃ、
Now with the English translation.
ここよく来る？
Do you come here often?
は？ああ、アシュリーさん、何してるの？
Huh? Oh, Ashley-san, what are you doing?
買い物と観光をしています。
I'm shopping and sightseeing.
トヨタ一郎さんは？
How about you, Ichiro Toyota?
はは、一郎と呼んでください。
Please call me Ichiro.
僕は仕事をしています。
I'm working.
秋葉の写真を撮っています。
I'm taking pictures of Akihabara.
ああ、仕事ですか。
Oh, work?
で、日本はどうですか?
So, how's Japan?
とても楽しいです。
It's a lot of fun.
でも、とても暑いですね。
But it's really hot, isn't it?
そうですね。蒸し暑いですね。
Yes, it is. It's really humid.
ちょっとすみません。
Excuse me for a moment.
はい、もしもし。
Hello?
うん、今秋葉原にいる。
Yeah, I'm in Akihabara right now.
写真を撮ってる。
I'm taking pictures.
え?お客さん?待っている?
Huh? A customer is waiting?
ちょっと待って。今すぐに帰る。
Okay, hold on. I'm leaving now.
アシュリーさん、ごめんなさい。
アシュリーさん、I'm really sorry.
ゆっくり話したいけど。
I'd like to stay and chat, but...
アシュリーさん、明日の夜時間ある?
Do you have time tomorrow evening?
あ、明日から日光に行きます。
Oh, tomorrow I'm going to Nikko.
でも、週末は暇です。
But I'm free on the weekend.
じゃあ、メールして。じゃあ。
Okay, well, email me. See ya.
So Ashley starts the conversation with one of the pickup lines from lesson 18.
そうですね、right. She said, ここよく来る?
Do you come here often? I think his reaction was, how can I say, very Japanese. Not like overexcitement. Ashley, what are you doing here? More like, ah, Ashley. It's not that surprising.
そうですね。
Let's touch on a word Ichiro used for Akihabara.
Right. He said, Akiba.
If you call Akihabara as Akiba, it sounds like you know Akihabara very well.
So, I personally never say Akiba. I just feel like I'm not qualified.
Now, Akihabara is known as electronic town, but it's also known for a unique subculture.
そうですね。Very unique subculture. There are a lot of cafes and shops targeting otaku.
As you may already know, otaku refers to a person who is really into something. It could be anime,
manga,
video games, and so on. Akihabara is known for being a place that a lot of otaku go to. Now, in the past, the word otaku had kind of a negative nuance to it, but recently, it's not such a negative word.
そうですね。If you say I'm soccer otaku, you know a lot about soccer. It doesn't necessarily mean you play soccer.
Just have a lot of knowledge about. Now, there are a couple more interesting words we should go over here. What's next?
蒸し暑い。
Humid. 暑い is hot. Naomi-sensei, what's 蒸し?
蒸し literally means steaming.
So, 蒸し暑い means steaming hot.
Humid or muggy? I think you need to know this phrase if you're visiting Japan in summer.
You definitely need this phrase in the summer.
Especially in August. 8月はとっても蒸し暑いです。
Right, it's very humid in August. Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
買い物
Shopping.
買い物買い物
Next.
呼ぶ
To call.
呼ぶ呼ぶ
Next.
すぐに
Immediately, instantly.
すぐにすぐに
Next.
待つ
To wait.
待つ待つ
Next.
ゆっくり
At leisure, at one's own pace.
ゆっくりゆっくり
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
Actually, it's a phrase. で.
And the で we're going to look at is actually short for それで, which means so, or and then. This usage of で appeared in lesson 13.
Right. In lesson 13, Mr. Matsuda said to Ashley, で, 日本はどうですか?
So, how's Japan?それで or で is often used for changing the topic. Just like in English, so?
で、ピーターさん、次は何ですか? So, Peter, what's next?
Just like Naomi-sensei used it. Okay, Let's take a look at some adverbs that we saw in the lesson. The first one is
ゆっくり
at leisure, at one's own pace.
Or it could mean take one's time.
In lesson 7, we said that ゆっくり means slowly.
Right, like ゆっくりお願いします。
Slowly, please. However, the ゆっくり in this lesson doesn't necessarily mean slowly, but rather take one's time. Can we have the sentence from this lesson's dialogue?
Sure. ゆっくり話したいけど。
I'd like to stay and chat, but...
It doesn't mean you want to talk slowly. More like, I'd like to take my time and talk with you, but...
The けど he added at the end of the sentence means but or however. We'll give a more detailed explanation in the next lesson. Okay, what's the next adverb?
すぐに
Immediately, instantly, shortly.
For example, すぐに来てください。
Literally, immediately, please come. Of course, please come immediately. As we learned in the previous lesson, 来てください means please come.
Right. すぐに right away. 来てください please come. すぐに来てください please come right away. And this に can also be dropped. So, すぐ来てください is also fine.
Next word.
メール
email. メールdoesn't include snail mail. It's used exclusively for email and text messages.
The verb is メールをする or メールする
To email. To send an email. Sample sentence, please.
すぐメールをしてください
Please send an email right away. On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn two things. First, how to say please call me such and such. Second, how to talk about ongoing actions and states.Such as, I'm eating, I'm listening, it's moving.
Let's start with, please call me such and such.
In the dialogue, Ichiro said,
Ichiro と呼んでください
Please call me Ichiro.
呼んで is the te form of the verb, 呼ぶ to call. So, 呼んでください means, please call.
Can we hear that sentence again?
Ichiro と呼んでください
Please call me Ichiro.Let's break down the sentence.
Ichiro.
Ichiro, his name.
To.
A particle used for quotes.
呼んでください
Please call. So?
Ichiro と呼んでください
Please call me Ichiro.
So the sentence pattern is, such and such と呼んでください
Please call me such and such.
Naomi と呼んでください
Please call me Naomi. Peter と呼んでください Please call me Peter.If you have a nickname or name you prefer to go by, you can let people know by using the phrase preferred name と呼んでください For example,
私はトーマス・ブラウンです。トムと呼んでください
I'm Thomas Brown. Please call me Tom. On to the next grammar point.
We'll be focusing on the usage of te form of a verb plus いる or います
te form of a verb plus いる or the polite form います represents the present progressive action. It's like the ing in doing in English.
Mm.
To make this construction, we put the verb in the te form and add
いる
or
います
the polite form. For now, we'll stick to formal speech. So let's use います for this lesson. In the dialogue, Ichiro said
僕は仕事をしています
Literally, I'm doing work. It means I'm working or I'm doing my job.
The original phrase is僕は仕事をする。I work.
To form the present progressive, the ing, change the verb する to its te form.
So, する becomes して.
Then we add います。
しています。
Doing. So,
僕は仕事をする。
I work becomes
僕は仕事をしています。
I'm working.
How about this sentence? 私は朝ごはんを食べる。
I eat breakfast. So let's change the verb to eat, which is
食べる
The te form is
食べて
So add います
食べています
Eating.
So 私は朝食を食べています
I'm eating breakfast. And in this sentence, the person is actually in the middle of doing the act. Let's try it with another verb. How do you say to take a picture?
Picture is 写真To take is 撮る。So, 写真を撮る。
to take a picture. Okay? Let's change the verb 撮る to take to the te form.
撮って
。あります。
撮っています。
Taking.
写真を撮っています。
Taking a picture.
一郎さんは写真を撮っています。
Ichiro is taking pictures. Now let's form a question sentence. How do you say, what are you doing?
Isn't that a big jump?
Not for Japanese.
Okay, let's start with, 私は仕事をしています。
I'm working.
The yes-no question would be, 仕事をしていますか?
Are you working?
Then replace 仕事
work
with 何?
What?
So,何をしていますか?
Literally, what doing? Of course it means, what are you doing? Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. What does
Peter と呼んでください
mean? A. Peter is taking photos. B. Please call me Peter. C. I'm Peter.
The answer is
B. Please call me Peter.
Such and such と呼んでください means please call me such and such.
Second question. Which of the following sentences means I'm taking pictures? A.
写真を撮っています
B.
私はフォトジャーナリストです
C.
蒸し暑いですね
The answer is
A. 写真を撮っています
I'm taking a picture. Nami-sensei, what about choice B?
私はフォトジャーナリストです。I'm a photojournalist.
And choice C?
蒸し暑いですね。It's humid, isn't it?
That concludes this lesson. In the next lesson,
Ashley さんは日光に行きます。Ashley is going to Nikko.
She's going to do a homestay at the Mitsuoka house. You'll learn some useful expressions to use when visiting a Japanese home.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
ここよく来る?
は?ああ、アシュリーさん、何してるの?
買い物と観光をしています。トヨタ一郎さんは?
はは、一郎と呼んでください。僕は仕事をしています。秋葉の写真を撮っています。
ああ、仕事ですか。
で、日本はどうですか?
とても楽しいです。でも、とても暑いですね。
そうですね。蒸し暑いですね。ちょっとすみません。はい、もしもし。うん、今秋葉原にいる。写真を撮ってる。え?お客さん?待っている?ちょっと待って。今すぐに帰る。アシュリーさんごめんなさい。ゆっくり話したいけど、アシュリーさん明日の夜時間ある?
あ、明日から日光に行きます。でも週末は暇です。
じゃあメールして。じゃあ。
Practice with the review track.
買い物
Shopping
買い物買い物蒸し暑い
Humid, muggy
蒸し暑い蒸し暑い呼ぶ
To call
呼ぶ社長
Boss, Company President
社長写真
Photograph
写真撮る
To take
撮る。すぐに。
Immediately, instantly.
すぐに。
to wait.
待つ、待つ、待つ。
To return, to go home.
帰る、帰る、帰る。
I'm sorry.
ごめんなさい。ごめんなさい。ごめんなさい。
To talk, to speak.
話す、話す、話す。
At leisure, at one's own pace.
ゆっくり、ゆっくり、ゆっくり。
Email.
メール、メール、メール。
Weekend.
週末、週末、週末。
Lesson 25.